relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
You are listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
I don't know why, but for some reason, the theme from Hawaii 5-0, the original 5-0, always puts me in a good mood. And that's one of the reasons we're playing it right now. We don't need some cheesy fanfare. We need to be in a good mood for some great news. It's official. It's happened. There is hope. For New York State. Why? Because a great patriot, he is a man who has worn the cloth of the Republic in combat, representative for the 1st Congressional District of New York, has decided it's time for a new governor, Lee Zeldin. Congratulations on your big decision.
Hey, thank you. We're just on together talking about this a couple days ago, and we jumped all in this morning, made the announcement, launched the website, the social media, the emails, the texts. And I'll tell you what, while there's a lot that went out this morning, there's been a lot coming back of really positive feedback. The support, if the last few hours, if it is indicative of how the next few weeks and months are going to go, and it's time between now and November 2022, I'm feeling really good about our chances here in New York. The response has been amazing. I thank you for all of your support, your listeners. You guys have been fantastic.
Well, this is a guy I campaigned for when he was a lowly congressman. Now he's going for the governor's mansion in the state of New York. He almost didn't make it on the show today because he had so many incoming texts. I texted him, no response. And I just thought, maybe I'll just send him a question mark. And he saw that text and he responded straight away. Can you tell us?
So happy he did.
Is there some commonality? Is there some thread to the feedback you're already receiving since you made the announcement today? What kind of messages or what kind of expressions are you getting from all the people who are so happy?
New Yorkers want to save our state. We just saw this week up in Albany, they passed the largest income tax rate in the United States of America. Why did they do that? Because they wanted to pay for a multi-billion dollar fund for people illegally in our country. Now, their view is that taxes have no effect on behavior. Their view, when you say that people are fleeing the state, they'll say, I don't believe you. Show me the proof. So what you do when you raise the income tax rates for someone who's a mobile New Yorker, instead of raising their taxes because you're causing them to flee, you actually just reduce their income taxes to zero because they're leaving the state. Yeah. So the commonality is about what you're seeing right now with the policy, what you're seeing with all the scandals with Andrew Cuomo. It's the public safety that's been under attack. Our kids not yet fully back in school. We're seeing other states where there's more tax freedom, where there's more personal individual liberty, where there's more public safety. And a whole lot of New Yorkers are looking at what's happened elsewhere and saying, why can't we have that here? Why do we have to live under one-party Democratic rule at every level of government? It's not working for us. And that's feedback, by the way, that applies not just to Republicans or independents, even Democrats, too. Yeah. They're not happy with seeing rising violence and turning your back on law enforcement. It's something that makes a lot of Democrats say, hey, I feel like my party is leaving me.
Yeah. So right now, he's already got his website, ZeldinForNewYork.com. I love when you hit on that URL, all these massive letters. Join Team Zeldin and fire Cuomo. Lee is running for New York governor to fight back against Cuomo's corruption and reverse our state's decline. Check it out. I support this man. You should support him, too. Even if you're not a New Yorker, this is exactly the kind of citizen politician we need. And we got to save New York. That's ZeldinForNewYork.com. On that question of corruption, I have to, we can talk about all kinds of things, the people fleeing New York, the national security issues, the domestic threats. But this latest report, Lee, Cuomo's office was ordered by Cuomo to quietly track the deaths of the senior citizens that he had sent to those nursing facilities to die. They were tracking the data, Congressman Zeldin, and hiding it.
Yeah, and right around the time, not coincidentally, of that, Governor Cuomo is scoring himself a multi-million dollar book deal to self-congratulate himself on his leadership and accept an Emmy Award for his COVID leadership, and it stinks to high heaven. And Governor Cuomo's story was that the reason why more information wasn't being provided, that there wasn't more transparency, was that they were too busy. But he wasn't too busy, I guess, to write this self-congratulatory book. Now, what's the right answer after this bad policy and you realize just how bad it is? It's a high-profile public change. You account for it. You apologize for it. You're transparent about it. You show remorse. But instead, the play call was to cover it up.
Yeah.
And now there are criminal investigations underway because of that cover-up.
Now, some people are going to say it's too late for New York. The corruption, the taxation, the crime, the filth. I look at New York City and I see how Giuliani bought it back from the mayors before him, Dinkins and others, and Koch. Tell us about how you could do, what's your visions for doing the same for the state, not just for Manhattan?
Hey, first things first, we have to work hard, taking nothing for granted. This applies to anyone listening in any state around this country. If you care enough about your country and freedoms and economy, then you obviously, if you're listening to Seb Gorka's show, then you're someone who is not frustrated into complacency. You're motivated to want to do something about it. You haven't given up yet. So we need to campaign hard here in this state, all across the state. No county is too big or too small to campaign in, and you have to earn that vote. But it's not too late. It's too late if I'm not in this race, if we just wave the white flag and surrender. And this was a point that was in my announcement video. You might as well just, turn the lights off.
Yeah.
But that's not the New York grit, the spirit that we have with this campaign. We are fighting for everything that is right now. And I believe that there are a lot of New Yorkers who are going to be with us in this effort, and that we will win November 2022.
You can follow him on Twitter at Lee Zeldin. This is Congressman Lee Zeldin for the 1st Congressional District of New York. It's official. He teased it on our show that he's going to run for governor to get rid of Andy Cuomo, and he's done it. It's official today. The website is ZeldinForNewYork.com. Sign up today. Support him. Make a donation. But Lee, it's more than just money, isn't it? Yeah, I'm sure you want volunteers across the state, correct?
You can volunteer at ZeldinForNewYork.com. You can sign up for mobile updates. You can text Lee to 484848. There are many ways to stay engaged. You just mentioned social media, and there are ways to help spread the message where you're just with your smartphone. So you could be listening to this right now, and maybe you don't even live in New York, but maybe you have relatives that are in the state. You know others. Everyone can assist this cause because there are people who don't even register to vote.
Yeah.
There are people who register to vote, but they don't get informed. They don't show up. They don't fight for everything that matters. And what you get left with is one-party Democrat rule at every level, and they are destroying every level. And that is not something that's acceptable to you or I, and that's why we fight, and that's why we have to win.
How hard was it to make that decision, Congressman?
hey, I analyzed this from about 100,000 different angles. And when I say I made phone calls around the state, I mean 62 New York County Republican Party chairs, because I needed to make sure that everyone everywhere was all in and that people are motivated, encouraged. And the feedback was that they do feel like this is a last stand. They do feel like it's a last great opportunity to save the state. I agree. I feel the same way. But, you know, making all those calls, it took some time, but I'm happy I did it.
And it's possible. You've got a minute. Convince the millions of listeners to this show, including in New York, why you can do it. What your experience on Capitol Hill in the uniform of the U.S. Army has taught you, Congressman.
It's the will to fight. It's the will to win and never give up. Never take anything for granted. Stay true to your passion, your beliefs, your principles. Form a great team. And make the most of every minute of every day. Listen, we can just, people don't have to tune into your show. We just move on in our lives, not pay attention to what's going on. But what we get as a consequence is just even more power. And they try to get super majorities in these legislatures. And the economy and public safety and freedoms, everything is under attack right now. So the way that we're going to win is by fighting, not taking anything for granted, working hard all throughout this entire state, no counting too big or too small, right attitude, all in, we're going to win.
And we've got the battle cry for his campaign. We've been working all night. Here you go.
From the last plane, to the last bullet, to the last minute, to the last man, we fight!
We fight!
We fight!
We fight!
We fight!
We fight!
Text LEAD 484848. Go to ZeldinForNewYork.com. He's going to make it happen. We got to save it. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Let there be no doubt, big tech and the far left have joined forces to purge America of conservative views. So why exactly are we choosing to give these big tech companies all of our personal data? The battle lines have been drawn. Big tech has made it clear which side they're on. Now is the time to take a stance. Protect your personal data from big tech with the VPN I trust for my online protection, ExpressVPN. See, every device, whether you're on the phone, laptop, or on TV, has a unique string of numbers called an IP address. When you search for stuff, watch videos, or even click a link, big tech companies can use that IP address to track all your activity and tie it back to you. When I use ExpressVPN, my connection gets rerouted through their secure encrypted servers, so these companies can't see my IP address at all. My internet activity becomes anonymized, and my network data is encrypted. And the best part is, you don't need to be tech savvy at all to use ExpressVPN. Just download the app on your phone or computer, tap one button, and you're protected. So stop handing over your data to big tech companies whose aim is to censor you and spy on you. Defend your rights and protect your internet activity with the VPN I use every day. Visit expressvpn.com/GORKA. That's expressvpn.com/GORKA to get 3 extra months free. Go now to expressvpn.com/Gorka and learn more.
At least six people on the terrorist watch list that have been caught. They won't tell us how many more. No doubt there's many more that have come across our border. And this isn't from Central and South America. This is from Middle Eastern countries, other nations where they have people on the terrorist watch list that know there is a porous southern border. And if you want to come and do harm to America, it's free reign. It's open season. And this is dangerous for America. And it's even more dangerous for these kids that President Biden's policies have encouraged to come across, make the trek, and get sexually assaulted along the way.
Latest reports being revealed on what is happening, not just as people are smuggled across our border, but in the facilities where they're being housed. Very disturbing reports of sexual assault. We're going to get to a cut later, or news from Governor Abbott in Texas. That was, of course, Minority Whip Steve Scalise, a truth teller par excellence. Let's ask how much this hurts the new Biden administration. with the man who knows the swamp backwards. He's the Washington political editor for Breitbart.com. Matt Boyle, when is a crisis not a crisis, and how long can Biden stick his head in the sand?
Well, look, I think that this is the biggest problem facing the country right now, and it's all Joe Biden's personally his fault and the fault of everybody in his administration. President Trump had gotten the border, for the most part, under control. Like, there were still, you know, it's the U.S. border with Mexico, so there's still going to be people coming across and so on and so forth. But the numbers were way down during the end of the Trump administration because of the fact that President Trump negotiated a number of different deals with Mexico and the Northern Triangle countries, as well as ended catch and release. So the remain in Mexico policy, the deals with the various Northern Triangle countries that allowed people to seek asylum before they left their home country at an embassy or consulate down there, instead of making the journey and then getting caught and released into the country, which is what was happening under Obama, Biden ripped all of that up for purely political reasons. He had no legal reason or justification to do what he did. He did it just out of spite for President Trump, and because because the Democrats and the left and these open borders types like Mayorkas, the DHS secretary, believe in open borders, and they want to bring as many people as they can into the country, regardless of the consequences economically, public safety wise, public health wise, and so on and so forth. So the big picture here is, again, Joe Biden ripped up President Trump's successes on the border for no justifiable reason at all other than purely political. And now we are starting to see the consequences of Joe Biden's actions. Everything Joe Biden's doing right now, from his executive gun control actions today, to his efforts to try to put forward this so-called big, bold infrastructure plan, which isn't really an infrastructure plan. It's more of a tax and spend plan. All of that is designed to try to distract the American public from the crisis that he unleashed upon our border with Mexico. Joe Biden created the single biggest coronavirus super spreader event in American history at the U.S. border with Mexico. That's what it is. He created horrid conditions by which people are, as you mentioned there, being victims of human sex trafficking. The pictures and images we see of these children, that is Joe Biden's fault. Everybody out there needs to understand, this wouldn't be happening had Donald Trump won re-election and been in the White House. So if Donald Trump were the president right now instead of Joe Biden, we wouldn't have this happening. It's Joe Biden's fault. Everything that's going on there is his fault. And the Democrats in Congress are going to pay an enormous price for this in the upcoming midterm elections. And I think, again, in the 2024 presidential election.
Matt, how significant is it that we have this story that broke earlier this week, that in private discussions inside DHS and with the Customs and Border Protection agents, Mayorkas, as you said, this radical open borders activist who is now the secretary of DHS, said to his own subordinates that we need to plug the gaps in the wall. Isn't that evidence that they're out of control?
Yeah, it's evidence that they're out of control. It's also evidence that the wall was the correct policy, right? Like, so now even Joe Biden and his administration are admitting that we need a wall along the U.S. border with Mexico, a functional wall. We need to finish the wall, and good for them. Hey, build the wall. Hey, Joe Biden, build that wall. We're glad you admitted that you were wrong your entire life and your entire campaign, and that all the Democrats were wrong the entire last 4 years when President Trump was out there trying to build the wall. So hopefully they actually do build the wall. Hopefully Joe Biden, for the sake of America, admits that he was wrong by ending catch and release, bringing back catch and release, admits that he was wrong by ending remain in Mexico, which was the Trump policy, and reinstates these policies because they are good policies for the people. They are good policies for the migrants. They are good policies for the United States. They are good policies for Mexico and our Northern Triangle friends. right? Like, we're not, like, hostile or adversarial with Mexico and the Northern Triangle countries. Those are our friends. We love those guys. But the problem is that the open borders community, the policies that Joe Biden's put forward, first and foremost, the people who are victims of it are the migrants.
Yeah.
So, what you see with these poor children, there's different videos of them out there, all, in pictures that we see. That's Joe Biden and the open borders community's fault. It's them who did this to those kids. It's their policies who did it. So, again, we are now seeing the real world. I hate saying I told you so, but we told the American people so. If you voted for a Democrat, this is what was going to happen. Well, now we're at this stage. The Democrats are in complete control in Washington. Joe Biden's in the White House. Kamala Harris, the vice president. The Democrats have the House and the Senate. We now see the policies on display. So the American people can now learn from this and end this error by never voting Democrat again. You can't vote for Democrats because they lie to get into office and then they do things like this. And that's the problem.
One data point. A year ago in March, under the Trump administration, 30,000 illegals detained at the border, 30,000. 1 year later, in the same month, 170,000. The only difference is who's the commander-in-chief. Matt, in the last 60 seconds we have with you in this segment, what are you hearing beyond the public statements of Democrats in the southern counties? How big is the pressure, the tension inside the Democrat Party to fix something with regards to the border?
Well, look, you've already got two Democrats, Philemon Vila and Ann Kirkpatrick from border states. Vila's from Texas, Kirkpatrick's from Arizona, who have thrown in the towel and announced they're not running for re-election to their U.S. House seats. Those are both battleground districts, and Republicans are probably going to take them in the midterm elections. There are several other Democrats who have been speaking out publicly. Henry Cuellar and Vicente Gonzalez, both from Texas. They both represent heavily Hispanic districts have been speaking out against the Biden administration. Now, Vicente Gonzalez also has serious other problems, and the Republicans are probably going to take that seat in the upcoming midterm elections. But the Democrats know that this is a real problem for them, especially the ones of the border states. That's why they're already abandoning ship, and they're walking away on Nancy Pelosi.
Big, big trouble in the DNC, and the man who reports on it all for Breitbart.com is our regular guest, Matt Boyle. Bookmark them every single day. Check them out, Breitbart.com. More on what infrastructure really means. Here on America First with me, Sebastian Gorka. If you don't believe the world is upside down, listen to this true story. A Texas woman was home in the middle of the day when an armed intruder broke in. She grabbed her gun and hid in a closet. When he opened that closet door, she fired one shot, fatally wounding him. Good for her, right? But the last sentence in the story caught my attention. Quote, "The case will be referred to the district attorney's office to determine if any charges will be filed." Law-abiding citizens are often dragged through the legal system after justified acts of self-defense. This is why I am proud to tell you about U.S. Law Shield. For just $10.95 per month, you'll have immediate 24/7, 365 access to an attorney-answered emergency hotline and won't pay a penny in attorney's fees. Now, U.S. Law Shield is not a law firm and is underwritten by third-party insurers in many states. State law and insurance regulations apply. Please see the website for the applicable underwriting company and terms of coverage. Call 833-4-GUN-LAW. That's 833-4-GUN-LAW. Or visit uslawshield.com/America for a special radio offer. You'll feel better having U.S. Law Shield on your side. 833-4-GUN-LAW or visit uslawshield.com/America.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Young America's Foundation.
Passover, Jewish people are instructed over two centuries to remember 2,000 years, to remember that we were in bondage and we escaped, and to remember that day and to teach others about it. January 6th is a day like that. It's a day that should be remembered in America because our democracy was at stake. This was an attack on our democracy as much as Pearl Harbor was an attack on our country.
Really, Steve Cohen? Stick to eating fried chicken. A man who can connect Passover with Pearl Harbor and the January 6th events. Not a serious individual. We are back with Matt Ball, Washington political editor for Breitbart.com, a man who knows more about D.C. than anybody else. Check out his writings. Check out Breitbart.com every single day. And if you are enjoying the show, if you like everything we provide for you here on Salem, please support our sponsors, especially Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, the pillow he sold 51 million of. The left is trying to cancel him. 24 companies boycotting his products. Go straight to his website. Get more than 60% off, or up to 60% off if you use my name. Over 100 products. MyPillow.com, promo code GORKA, or call 800-829-8468. Send the cancel culture left fascists a message. 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, promo code GORKA. It may not be a serious issue, but I think it speaks to who the Democrats are, Matt. So I want to touch upon it. Kirsten Gillibrand, Democrat, New York, incredibly a senator in the U.S. Senate, tweeted out that paid leave is infrastructure, child care is infrastructure, caregiving is infrastructure. She has been roasted. I had one tweet in response. I retweeted her saying, in that case, Senator, my AR-15 is infrastructure. Just how detached are these people, Matt?
They're completely – they've lost the plot. So here's the thing. I think something like less than 20%, or maybe even be less than 10% of this proposal is actually infrastructure.
Yes.
The rest of it's Green New Deal. It's tax and spend. It's crazy leftist priorities. But here's the consequences of, again, Democrats. There's a study by – these are not conservatives, okay? Rice University economists on behalf of the National Association of Manufacturers did a study that came out earlier today that says that this plan, as offered by President Biden, would cost 1 million jobs in the first 2 years alone. It would eliminate 1 million American jobs to pay for the tax hikes that this plan would put forward. Then in addition to that, we also have a study from the University of Pennsylvania Wharton School of Business budget model that determined that this plan would decrease GDP in the United States by nearly a full percent. It would also lower wages and decrease private investment over the next three decades. The other analyses out there, these are not conservatives. These are legit mainstream, down-the-middle experts who are analyzing President Biden's plan and the Democrats' plan on this so-called infrastructure bill. It is not an infrastructure bill. It is a job-killing it's a jobs killing spree bill. I mean, that's literally the best thing I can describe it as. It's the Green New Deal on steroids. They'll try to say that it's not the Green New Deal because they know that that term polls bad because the American people don't like that. But that's what it is. Is that it's a reimagining America bill, and it's not. It's already running into serious problems, by the way, up on Capitol Hill. Joe Manchin says he won't support raising the corporate tax rate up any higher than
right.
He says the highest he'll go is 25, and he says he's got six other Democrats in the Senate with them. And then you've already got Democrats in the House raising concerns about this. Jared Golden from Maine appears to already be a no, according to some reports out there. The Pelosi can, at this stage, after the death of Congressman Alcee Hastings from Florida, afford to lose only three votes until such time as that seat is filled in a special election later this year. So she can only afford to lose three. She's already lost one. So we'll see as this process goes on whether or not they are able to get the votes to pass something as extreme as what President Biden has been pushing for. But the plan as pitched by President Biden would kill a million jobs and destroy our gross domestic
product. And not only that, really, you don't have to be an economist to understand. An increase of the corporate tax rate from 21% to 28% Corporations aren't going to pay a dime of that. That will be transferred to you, the consumer, immediately. But that's what the Democrats refuse to tell you. He's Matt Ball, Washington political editor for Breitbart.com. Check them out. Bookmark them every single day. Make sure you get your Breitbart.com infusion. Much more important than anything else you can check out there that pretends to be the news. Thank you, Matt. We are coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Sadly, we're living under a Biden-Harris administration, and we all have to navigate the fallout of the barrage of executive orders. We have a good idea of what these are going to mean for the country. More debt, more regulation, slower growth, and higher taxes. Congress continues to expand spending, and the Fed has no choice but to keep printing money at an accelerated rate. This causes the dollar to fall and gold to increase. Add in recent talk of the so-called Great Reset, the multinational elite enacting a digital wallet currency, and just think of the implications of all of this and exactly what it'll do to your personal finances. The importance of owning physical gold and silver has never been stronger. Time to create your own gold standard with a call to the dealer I do business with. Call the experts at veteran-owned Midas Gold Group. Call 855-322-GOLD. That's 855-322-4653. Online at MidasGoldGroup.com.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
They really want you to believe that you're powerless and that they've won. It's not true. And the answer is the next generation. That's why I need you to check out the Young America's Foundation and their new president's plan. He's Governor Scott Walker, and it's called The Long Game, and it's free. It's his strategy to fight on every front, from the internet to the university classrooms and even the high schools. The Long Game invests in our children for generations to come, and it's from a national organization committed to ensuring young Americans are inspired by the ideas of our forefathers. Get your free copy today by going to yaf.org/longgame. That's yaf.org/longgame. yaf.org/longgame. Check out Governor Walker's plan today. Okay, there's only one line left open on the call board. Dial now. 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-GORKA. 6752. And he's, what was that for? What was that finger for? Did I miss something? No? Okay. I'm getting signals here, trying to interpret them as we go. It's called live radio, but that's why we're here. And we love it. Let's go to Phil in Philly, line one.
Hey, Dr. G, it's always good to talk to you. I just wanted your opinion on something.
Yeah.
Governor Abbott issues an executive order saying the state of Texas will no longer process federal political asylum claims. He puts them in a bus and he starts his own caravan, drops them at the mall. And if Kamala won't go to the border,
you mean drops them in the mall in D.C.
Yes,
I love it.
Like I said, if the Dems won't go to the border, Dr. G, bring the border to the Dems.
Oh, that's good. Hang on. I'm writing that one down, Phil. If they don't want to fix the border, bring the border to the Dems. You know, the latest thing is, I keep the TV on while we're doing the show. First things first. Genius. When you call, always superb. You know what I just saw on the TV about half an hour ago? Okay. I don't know who got hold of them. Photographs of these illegal immigrants waiting in airports with giant, those like federal white envelopes with somebody's written in a big Sharpie on them the times for each of their flights as they're being dispersed across the country. And on the other side, they've got a sign, "I don't speak English. Help me find my flight." If you're not... Am I allowed to say that word?
Dr. G.
If you're not angry, America, you should be. They are not tested for COVID. They don't speak English. They're illegal, and they're being put on flights across America, Phil.
Dr. G, it is gut-wrenching watching these children down there with nobody just dropped by these coyotes. I mean, if they're up in Washington, D.C., maybe AOC can take some in. Maybe Ilhan Omar can take some in. Maybe even Joe Biden can take some in, or Nancy Pelosi. But put them in the mall. They'll have 10,000 immigrants right there waiting for political asylum right on the mall.
I was listening to another radio show today. I can't remember who it was. I was listening to Dennis earlier, Dennis Prager today. I was listening to my buddy Chris Plant. Can't remember which show it was. Somebody had this great... How about this one, Phil? One of the callers said, well, who's the most dangerous faction of allegedly apolitical actors in America who really are destroying America? It's big tech, right? It's Silicon Valley. Because of COVID, all their swanky offices, all their programming centers in Silicon Valley are empty. So how about this, Phil? How about we send all the illegal immigrants to the Google offices, to the big tech offices in California? What do you think?
That would work. That would work. That would work, too. I mean, I don't know why Governor... No, he doesn't have to get into, I'm going to get my Minutemen together and my National Guard and close it. No, just put them on a bus and send them north. A 24-7 caravan. Once
Genius.
The bus is loaded, take off.
If the Democrats don't want to fix the border, bring the border to them. Stay on the line, Phil. I don't know. He's probably got all of my books. If he hasn't, I've got a special something we can send him. If he hasn't, then we'll give him any book he wants. The War for America's Soul, Defeating Jihad, or Why We Fight. Check them out. You can get signed copies of them at our website, sebgorka.com. And if you want something else, if you've got all the books, maybe a hoodie, maybe a mug, or maybe something else. Check out our new store, sebgorkastore.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorkastore.com. Let's go to... Antoinette is back from California, line two. Are you still fighting the good fight, Antoinette?
We are, Dr. G. And you know what? Just like you, I'm in a great mood. It's a beautiful, sunny day. It's about 70 degrees, and it's gorgeous.
Nice. So what have you been doing with your warrior princesses out on the West Coast?
We're going to change it up a little bit. So we're going to start just once a month. So this Saturday, we're going to do our Voice for the Voiceless rally in Laguna Beach. So we're not going to be in Newport Beach, Costa Mesa tomorrow. No.
So you've been standing outside the abortion clinic. You've been literally saving lives. You've told the stories here. Absolutely incredible stories. So what are you doing now? Just a rally for the unborn?
Yes. And, you know, we've been going also every Friday there in Newport Beach. But this... We're not going to do it tomorrow. We're going to go Saturday to Laguna Beach for a little change up.
What
from
time?
One to three.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be at the Laguna Canyon Road, dead into Pacific Coast Highway. There's a basketball court there, and that's where we're going to meet.
Are you listening, guys? Are you in the area? Write this down now. The Laguna Canyon Road that dead ends into, you said what, Pacific
Coast
PCH? Sorry?
Yes.
Okay. It dead ends into Pacific Coast Highway. Be there 1 p.m. local time this Saturday. She's shaking it up a bit. You want to be there. They are rallying for the most vulnerable, the voiceless, the unborn. We love what you do, Antoinette. Put that on your calendar now. And if you're not in California, well, if you're anywhere, put something else on your calendar. How's this for a segue? 7 p.m. Eastern. It's my new show on Newsmax. The Gorka Reality Check. Took a long time for us to come up with that title. Yeah, the whole team sweated. We sweated on that one. 7 p.m. Eastern, Newsmax. If you don't have Newsmax in your bundle because your cable carrier is a commie, it's okay. Download the app. It's free. You can watch it on your phone. You can watch it on your tablet. Download the news app, the Newsmax app today. I'm so excited to get my new TV program. Don't miss it. This is America First, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. It's real. Not just my lower back pain is gone, and I'm free of it for 2 years. After my knee surgery, I took Relief Factor. I was off the narcotics they prescribed for me in 3 days. I hate those things. Relief Factor saved me. And now, not just my wife, but my daughter is taking it. Because it is that remarkable. Whether it's your knee, your hip, your shoulder, your neck, if it's inflammation-based. You've got to try this remarkable solution that is providing liberation from pain for tens of thousands of Americans right now. Order your three-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384. That number, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. You've waited long enough. If you've tried everything else and it's failed, this is it. Do it today. ReliefFactor.com.
So I'm prepared to work. I really am. But to automatically say that the only thing that's infrastructure is a highway, a bridge, or whatever, that's just not rational. It really isn't.
Well, of course not, because you've got to pay off all of our supporters, know what I mean. Who needs bridges and roads anyway? It's pork! It's bribery! What goes around comes around. That is, of course, the man who bears the title of President of the United States. Let's go to your calls. Let's go to Sam in Orlando wants to talk about fried chicken. Welcome, Sam.
Sir, Lord Gorka.
Lord.
How are you doing tonight?
I like that. Thank
all right, you had in your last segment, right when you came back, you had, I'm figuring it was a congressman saying something about the all the election and everything. And he wasn't wrong in what he said, but he was wrong exactly in what he said as far as the Democratic Party. Trump is the one that got the bad end of the stick. Everything he said got done, got done. It got done to Trump. It got done to the we the people. It didn't get done to the selected few that is with them, and still today, but it is what it is. I just want to say the guy was right and he was wrong, because it wasn't the Democratic Party that got the bad end of the stick. All of us got the bad end of the stick.
Quite. And by the way,
I don't know why Trump and Don hasn't got into Tallahassee and all the red loving people come and they're welcome. You know what I'm saying? Let's do it. Ain't 1860
oh,
no more.
Hang on. He's not going anywhere, and he'll be back in action soon, Sam. Thank you for the call. That was Congressman Steve Cohen, the man who brought fried chicken to the floor of the Senate because, well, he's an idiot. Sam, stay on the line. Love that accent. You got a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. Let's go to Joe in Kentucky. He's got a quick question. We got a minute. Hit me, Joe.
Hi, Sebastian. How you doing?
Good.
Love your show.
Thank you.
Hey, I've had a question I've been trying to get answered for a while.
Yeah.
I've supported Donald Trump from the moment he stepped on the stage.
Thank you.
And financially and as well as socially. But the thing I'm having trouble getting answered is, does any of the money that I would send to the Donald J. Trump website, does any of that go to the RNC, or does Mr. Trump have complete control? Because I'm not giving another dime to the
It's
to
funny.
The
it's funny. We get these calls so regularly about people are fed up with funding the RNC, and we love the question. So, Joe, we could have asked, we should have asked Joe DiGenova and Victoria Townsend when they're in the studio, and I will ask them offline. Here's my understanding. I'm not an expert on campaign financing or PACs or super PACs. My understanding is if you are giving to a candidate's PAC, like Donald Trump or the Save America PAC, that cannot be sent somewhere else unless some legal action is taken, unless there is a public statement that this PAC is going to use these for another political purpose. It has to stay for that campaign. So if you only want to support the president and those who are true MAGA and America First, it's got to be the president's PAC. Great question, Joe. Keep supporting him because we need him back in 2024. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.